letters from my father. These are the letters that I'm singing about. All of them's in here. I love to sing for God. I love to preach for Him. And I love to pray when He blesses Brother Rodney. But I don't know, for some reason it's just so hard this morning, Brother Junior. I don't know. I would have loved if Brother Lonnie would have let me help prayer and went on with the service. But nevertheless, I many years ago, Brother Terry, I made a promise to God that if He'd save my soul, it never did enter into my little brain that He'd call me to warn poor sinners to flee from the wrath to come, Brother Coy. You know what? But I promised Him that I'd do anything if He would just save my soul. Because I knew where I was going. I knew where I was going. And I believe the next sinner will know where he's going, Brother John. He knows if he's passed from death unto life. He says we know because we love the brother. I know I love you. I know that. And I know that I was headed for a devil's hell, but I got tarred. I got scared. And I just, it seemed like life was just wasn't worth living the way I was going.
Boy, it was.
There was something that was missing, Brother Coy. You know, Apostle Paul said, I was alive once without the law. But the commandment came, sin revived. I come of the age of accountability. Sin revived and I died. I died, Brother Terry. And I was walking around, Brother Coy, half dead. Would you have that this morning? If you are in a sin this morning, you're just half alive, Brother Johnny. But you know, said that the commandment came, sin revived, and I died. But when that day came, that I said, Lord, I want to change. You know, somebody says there's nothing that good that you do, but I believe the Bible says to choose and to seek and to knock. So I believe we've got a little bit of something to do, brother. Somebody might think that you just stumble into this thing, Brother Junior, but I want to tell you today, I didn't find it that way, Brother Rigg. I found it to be that you had something to do all right. You had to fall out with sin and come willing for God's will to be done in your life before that God would save you. Why, he said, if you'll just open up the door, I'll come in, me and my Father, and I'll we'll sup with you and you with me. We'll never leave you, never forsake you. The other day, Thursday evening between 7 and 8 o'clock, Brother Bob Whitaker passed on out of this world. His boy told me, he said he opened his eyes a couple times, said there was no fear in his eyes. Do you think he was looking at something, Brother Coy? Yes, I believe he was. I believe he was looking at his future home, Brother Junior. I believe that an old saint of God, when he comes down to the river, I believe he can see his future home. And what a sight that must be, Brother Hugh. I believe, too, that a sinner will see where his destination is, too. I don't believe there. I believe there'd be a little fear in his eyes, don't you? Why, yes, I do. People might say, I've heard them say that, why, when you die, that you just, that's the end of you. They'll take you out here and plant you in the ground, that's all. And a couple of years, nobody will remember you anyway, Brother Corey, but I want to tell you, God said he, your hairs of your head is numbered. He knows where you're at, whether you be here, whether you be in Iraq somewhere blown to pieces. Warn those people, those buddies of mine that was in Vietnam with me. When they was blowed all the pieces that I seen, why, God knows wherever peas. And you know what? Although they didn't find all the pieces, in that morning, why, what did old Job say? Hide me away just for a little while, and point me a time. And what did he say? Call my name, and I'll answer. For me, Brother Junior, not another. Answer. And you know what? When he comes out, when we come out of that grave, while we will be changed, we'll have a body likened unto his almost glorified body. We're coming out of that grave with a new body, and more we'll meet Jesus in the air. On that cloud of glory, boys, he's got something with him. He's a bringing back the soul. Is that not right? Why, they'll be reunited in the air, and forever be with the Lord. Brother John, what about a promise? Now I'll tell you what, that's a good promise, Brother Lonnie. But old Satan, what's he promised you this morning? Why, he's always lying to you, Brother Johnny. The truth ain't in him. He can't tell the truth, Brother Corey, but you know what? He'll come so close that some people will listen to him, and I have before. I have before. Oh, did I ever pay for it, though? And the next man will too. But you know what? He can't tell the truth. But you know, he's on his job, Brother Hugh, every day and every night. I don't believe the old man ever sleeps. He couldn't sleep because he's always on to me, brother. Why, he'll hinder in every way. But when I say God, put him behind me. Man, he's got to go. He has got to go then, and God is the only one that can make him go. I want to tell you this morning, I've heard some people say that after they become a Christian, that's the easiest life they ever lived. Boy, I find it different. Sometimes it gets pretty rough, Brother Coy. This morning, by the help of God, I can live a Christian life.
It's a joyful life.
And it's a joyful life. In this life we will. He didn't say may. He said we shall have troubles, but in me you may have peace. What about that? Why, that's what God promised you today. He didn't promise us a bed of roses, but then, you know what he did. He promised us a home in glory. What a promise that is today. Why not to just think about it, brothers. In this life, all we see seem like we see is troubles and trials, heartaches and sorrows. But Brother Johnny, when we get to that good land, called Heaven's Land, why, there will be none of that. There will always be a joy, a peace, and love up there. You know what? There we won't have to fool old Satan. He's not going. He can't get in. But you know what he'll be doing? He'll be right down there with a rich man just burning just as much as the next one. I believe that. On with all the prophets, and there's a lot of them today, Brother Junior. Why they're telling people why that there's no such thing as God, that's a homemade thing, and all this. But I'll tell you what, they're in pitiful shape this morning. People today, let me beg to you, listen, if you haven't read the letters from my father, please get you a book of them and start reading, and it'll tell you just exactly what you must do to be saved. And you know what? I have people to tell me all the days of my life why you need to quit your meanness, you need to straighten up, you need to do this, you need to do that. But let me tell you something. Until I got scared of dying and going down to hell, I didn't listen to them. But you know what? Thanks be to God that one day I did. Ah, God, there was something in here, Brother Johnny, seemed like was a tugging at my heart. You know, there was a drawing pair. And you know what? That sorrow set up in here, in my heart, Brother Terry. But you know what? I started reading my father's letters. And you know what? I found peace. I found peace in reading those letters. I'm not talking about the peace I found when Jesus moved in. But you know what? There's joy right in the lids of this book. Why, yes, they are. And you know what? I'd sit for hours at a time and read my father's letters. I realized just what I had to do to be saved. Why, I had to come on his terms. Terms of his gospel, not nobody else's, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ that says you must repent and be saved. Why, Brother Coy, you know what? A lot of people say, well, that's a hard thing to do, and I'll tell you what, I was stubborn. But you know, it took me 3.5 years, but it didn't take Jesus that long. Only took him just a moment, and the twink of an eye, he moved in. Old Satan had to go. As Jesus moved in, Satan went out.
He had to.
You know what? He can't get back in, Brother Junior. He can't get back in. He booted him out. He booted him out the back door. Jesus come in the front door. You know why he come in, Brother Coy?
I invited him in.
Thank you this morning, God, for what you've done for me. Lord, Lord. You know, it's such a close way. Brother Coy, there, it's such a close way that Brother Lonnie was telling you about. Some people take scriptures and they'll twist and tie them up and everything else, and they'll try to say that the word contradicts itself. It does not.
They don't rightly divide.
He tells us to read and study, right? To show thyself approved, a workman unto God, that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Boy, do we ever get in trouble right trying to divide it? I think we do. And I don't know about you. You're probably smarter than I am, but I try to, sometimes every time I try to rightly divide, it seems like I'll mess up somewhere. But But you know what? When I take it to the Lord and He gives me the right understanding, then it's right, Brother Coy, and it'll be right for the next man. This morning, why did you ever think? Did you ever stop to think there was a time that you was born in this world to a man and woman? And there's a time coming that you'll have to lay down the walks of this life. You know what? It's a short span between when you come in this world and the time you leave, compared to the time that we're going to be gone, brothers. It's just like a pencil mark. And that's what the line, there's a song out somewhere that says, the line in between. You'll be judged in that between those two times, brother. And I'll tell you what, it's a man that's born a woman. Why, it's just a few days. That's what old Job said, do. A man that's born a woman, just a few days. That's just a few days. And said, where life is like a bubble on the water. Why, you see, here in the creek somewhere, there'll be some that'll go a short ways and burst. Why, that's just the way life is. We see some people's life snuffed out real soon, and then we see some that'll go a little bit farther and they're snuffed out, and then you'll see some of them go pretty good distance down the creek, but they all burst. They all burst. And we're all going to die. Sooner or later, we're all going to pass through this life. And you know what? It's not what you do, but what you fail to do in this life. If you fail to repent and be born again, here you'll split hell wide open. A lot of people don't want you to say hell on this pulpit. The Bible speaks of that. And I don't believe it preaches hardly hot enough sometimes. Because hell is a real place, and Brother Coy, real people's going there. Heaven is a real place this morning. And real people are going there, and you'll get it. Not by accident, but on purpose. You have to be of a purpose. It's the only way that you're going to get eternal life. You can't buy it. You can't steal it. Borrow it. You can't. You'll not stumble into it. You'll do it on purpose. God bless every one of you. I've done as I've done. And I feel better than what I did. And I thank God for that. And I thank God for you brothers and sisters for praying for me. Because this is not an easy job. But when the Lord takes over, it comes out pretty easy, Brother Terry. Sometimes easier than others. And I thank you for praying for me.